The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and here we are. Can you believe it? It's Columbus Day. It's a holiday today, and it's like these holidays are coming by so fast. This is mind-boggling. It's like, what the heck's going on? And it was just not that long ago I was telling people, I can't believe it's 2 months till Christmas. And, guys, here we are. So what can I say? Retha, my head is spinning. It's like in the movie The Exorcist. I got to – what's going on there? This is going too fast. Or is it just because we're baby boomers? Does it go faster? I don't know.
It does. You know, when you're kids, it took forever to get to Christmas.
So, Retha, what do we got today? It's Columbus Day. That means banks are closed, right? But
well,
schools
it,
are
it
schools.
Depends on it depends on who you are. Now,
okay.
For you, it may be Columbus Day, but for others, it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Indigenous people. I got to keep up on all these terms. Okay.
I can't stand it. I cannot stand being politically correct. Another second. Not another second. It's going to be Columbus Day for me, too, Jim. I got to tell you.
Yeah. So, well, I'm not going to go through a whole list. It was John Lennon was born on Columbus Day, and I'm like, there's... You know, but anyway, Reith, I just want to say it was nice seeing you at the big MMA event. You know, that was Ready for War. I mean, that was amazing. And Eric brought his Easy Way team there. But Reith, I didn't even have a chance to get you on the carpet. What the heck?
I know I was on the carpet, but you weren't there. And then I got involved in the matches, and I couldn't tear myself away.
Well, you know, Reith, I got to give you credit. You did pretty good in that one match. I mean, you did a body slam. And
Yeah, we wish. That definitely brings us up to our hot topic.
It's hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic is indeed a hot topic. I'm going to talk a little about Harvey Weinstein. Now, I'm sure most of you have heard the story, the women are coming out of the woodwork, and I want to give my disclaimer up front. I am in no way justifying his behavior or anybody's behavior that way. But I have to say, this is nothing new in Hollywood, as clearly proven by how long ago some of these acts actually took place. It is nothing new in Hollywood, and it's not just men with power. It's men, and I'm going to tell my what I consider my worst story because it involves so many women. I was doing extra casting on a TV show, and the requirement for the show was beautiful women. So I got through lots of beautiful women on this show, and they were being propositioned in various ways by men on the crew. Well, I went to a female producer and complained and said, look, you know, these girls aren't here for that. Well, I was not rehired to do the show, and it was not based on my work. But that was a woman producer, so yes, we as women have been covering it up. We haven't come forward. We haven't spoken up. But that day, I hope, is over. I hope that we can come forward, that we can speak up, we can talk about the harassment, and that something will be done about it. It may have gone on for decades, maybe even centuries. I don't know. But hopefully, the buck stops now. That's my hot topic, Jim. And what's yours?
Well, Reith, that's true. I mean, you have a lot of women that are vulnerable. They may not have much money and so on. They get in the business. But anyway, Reith, here we go again. Nate hits the Gulf Coast. Hurricane hits 85 miles per hour, and guys, it doesn't have to be a stage four. You know, these hurricanes, they cause a lot of flooding. It's the fourth to hit landfall. This is going to be going up the coast, hitting Tennessee, Ohio. The northeast coast will be in Nate's path. So prepare. And they still cannot figure out why Steve Paddock committed the terrible shooting, which left 58 dead and 500 wounded in Las Vegas. The FBI is interviewing his brother and the girlfriend. They're trying to get to the bottom of this and what was the cause of it. And, you know, his father was on the 10 most wanted list. So there's some emotional problems in that family. And they're getting into some deep investigation of why it happened. And the casinos are really looking into the security. Steve Wynn has been pushing a big security investigation or a schooling of his own on how to have the best security on every door. And he's really, he dug into professionals in that field with the situation. Now we got fire guys up in the wine country, Northern California. Big fire, and so bad that the fire chief said they are in survival mode. So, you know, you get the growth in those areas. They have a lot of brush, and they grow, and they die. And, you know, you think, why does it rains and it causes more fires? Well, it's because the rain brings the bigger green. All this foliage dies, and then you have more to deal with for a fire. Feeds the fire. So here we got, a lot in the news. I can't cover it all, but we have the movie, the new Blade Runner movie, $31.5 million taken in, but that sounds good, but it cost $150 million. So they say it kind of fell flat on expectations. And President Trump tweeted, only one thing will work. And you know, this thing with North Korea, it's getting kind of touchy and they're going back and forth. So all we can do is wait and see what happens with that. The policies are not working. So what's next? Who knows? But anyway, we'll think positive. And then we have Blackwater.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
And that's the way we do it. I was just I was going to squeeze in real quick that the Blackwater founder is running for Senate. And there's so much, Reed. There's so much news, you know. I mean, it's we want to keep things on a positive spin, Reed, but you know, it's,
well, that's why we're
going
to go to our guests and get positive here.
We're gonna get positive. We have a very special guest, Michael Oden. He's a probation officer turned healer, Aretha, and he's done over 8,500 interviews with emotionally wounded individuals, and he brings them back on track. He's an author. He's nobody's home, I believe his book is. He's a speaker, amazing individual, and let's bring him on before the show's over. Michael Oden, Mike, you on with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Thanks for having me. Thank you for that.
Okay, Michael. Aretha Gray. Aretha, meet Michael Oden.
Lovely to meet you, Michael.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
Member. And Michael, we got a lot to talk about. You're the kind of person. Aretha and I talk about the positive. We try to bring positive and share it, and we like to change lives, and that's your field. I mean, you've got a long track record. Tell us a little bit about what's going on and your book and all the people you've dealt with.
Well, to start off is that people can change when they know what they're changing, when they become aware and understand what's going on with themselves. And over the years, over the last 15 years, I've interviewed 8,500, but probably more. It keeps growing and growing. And what we do is we get people to understand the why of their behavior so they can change it. And when you see that happen, then there's this huge shift in their how they see the world and themselves, and they do different. And that's what gives me the big smile on my face. Because for the first time in their lives, or maybe in a long time, they're happy with themselves, they're hugging their kid, they're embracing their wife, you know, they're establishing their family again. All these wonderful things that make them human in a way that enriches their life.
Can we use the phrase that might fit in here, know thyself, understand yourself, and mm-hmm. is that kind of, would that fit in?
Exactly. Because people always say this, well, why don't you just stop it, or why don't you just change? Well, if you don't know what you're changing, then how are you going to change it?
Let's pop into something real quick here. Rick and I talked about this before with many guests, and this is a big thing. Okay, something happens when you're younger, okay,
right.
And it might not have been too positive. It might have been, you know, a bully, whatever the situation. But Mike, it sticks with that person through their whole life, even as an adult. It has to change. So you're talking about reaching back, grabbing what happened, and showing this person it doesn't have to affect you in a negative way, right?
Right, but let's go deeper. We have to make sense of it, why it impacted them. What meaning did they give that event?
Very interesting.
So,
yes.
Michael,
so
what's the difference between what you do and, say, psychiatry?
Oh, wow, great question.
Or is it a form of psychiatry?
Okay, so what we do is we the language is different, right? No, and just to let you know, I am therapeutically trained, so I know about that part. So what I do is I break it down in layman's terms, and I break it down. I don't get too psychological on them. I break it down to what needs were not met in that moment. And another way you can look at it is I use alternative methods. Okay? So it's not too clinical, because people, when you get clinical, people kind of get turned off a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
I absolutely understand. I had an incident in my life where I still to this day don't know if it was a dream or for real, that
uh-huh.
I was trying to get my mother's attention, and I was
mm-hmm.
trying to get her to tell me that she loved me, but she was busy. And
right.
I interpreted that for years as my mother didn't love me.
Right.
Well, once I became an adult and was placed in very similar situations, it occurred to me, she was busy. This wasn't
there you go.
About me. She was busy.
Yes. So if you look at it this way, so watch this. What meaning did you give that all your whole life? You gave it, she didn't love me. So you watch this. You made it up.
I made it up.
Right. So the fact is, she was busy.
She was
busy.
This.
That's it. That's all it is.
See?
So here's the other thing. So watch this. So what you were needing in the moment was attention, bonding, right? You know, seeing
mm-hmm.
me, am I being heard? Those are the needs that weren't met at the time. And those needs were over and over again. So you created this whole story that she didn't love me. And it wasn't true.
Wasn't true.
Right.
We
got to
be careful, Mike. Mike, we got to be careful on this, because if you reach back in the Aretha's past and correct some certain thing, she may not be the type of person that gets out and twerks at these events.
Or I may be worse.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Me getting over my inhibitions has made me worse. Not
oh, boy. I want to see that.
We want to keep her on the same path.
But it definitely is a good thing when you can go back and correct those misinterpretations that you had, and you can reinterpret
exactly.
them.
Yes, and bring out
okay,
the truth.
Okay, that's big, Mike. Wow, that's big. So so you're talking about going back, finding this particular thing, and mm-hmm. understanding it. Is that, am I in the right thing?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, understand. Yeah. Wow, this is big. Because
it
a lot
is.
Of people say, well, this happened to me back when I was in fourth grade, you know, or whatever, you know. And here you got possibly a senator or whatever, and it's still an issue with them. So that's
really
Michael
tight. Weiner.
That's cool.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. In Las Vegas, you know.
That,
right.
So yeah,
we,
that would have been.
So we have a seven-step process that gets you to understand that so you can shift. And once you shift, you know, you're kind of done. Yeah. And guess what?
It's life changing. It's life changing.
Yeah. And here, I'm going to give you an example. I interviewed drug and alcohol offenders, thousands of them. 85% stopped using drugs because they understood why they started in the first place.
Wow. That's some big numbers.
85% stop. It is. And people don't believe me.
Okay,
and
so
you
have a big you have a big number here. This is 8,500 people. Is there one particular issue that you see that kind of comes out a lot from some of the people?
Yes. This is what I wrote my book about, when nobody's home, and this is why I say this, because when nobody's home, like we just mentioned, she was busy, so she's not home. Unintentionally.
Oh, I see.
Unintentionally, she's not home. She's working, trying to make a living to provide for the family, so she's not home. A guy could work at a law firm and be 18 hours a day, not at home, or there could be a county jail, not at home. So there's nobody home. That's why I titled the book that way. That talks about that. So, why aren't they around? Yes, the latchkey. Yeah. Even the fancy kids from fancy neighborhoods. Daddy's a director for a movie. He's gone for 3 months.
Exactly.
I have those clients. Yeah. Do you love me? Do I matter? Do you hear me?
You know, both ends of the spectrum. They have the big mansion and everything, and the dad's in Europe for 6 months. He comes back, and then he's gone again. So that's
exactly. I got the same problem with the poor kids to the rich kids. It doesn't matter, you know, and I have the same problem with the doctors and lawyers and professionals to the people who are the bus driver to the you know, waiter to whatever. It doesn't matter.
Now, have you seen, you've been doing this a long time, in the changing times, have you seen something different with some of the problems with the kids today compared to maybe 10, 15 years ago?
The kids today, now they can hide behind video games. And this is where they get their power from.
Interesting.
So
and they don't have to have, they don't have to have relationships.
Right, they don't. No relationship, they don't have to. So when you are shy and maybe inhibited, you can turn to a video war game and gain your power as a warrior, and that's your world.
Now, is it maybe a good thing in a way that some of these people can gain kind of what you would call a camaraderie, a relationship, a partnership or something, by sitting in the room instead of alone becoming introverted? They can share with people online about different, you know, conversations or whatever. Is that a benefit?
Yeah, that's to a degree it is, but you need the human touch. You got to get out there and look eye to eye with somebody, have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know. Touch,
well,
speaking of
relationships, Michael, I understand you have a relationship with Easy Way. How's that experience been going for you?
I tell you what, people know who we are.
Okay.
And I tell you what, we appreciate that. You know, it's like a big flower. Woo! It is. It really is. So it has been huge for us. You know, getting us on the map.
You guys made it to the MMA event. Were you there?
No. We had another obligation we had to attend.
Okay, so you didn't make it. So we will see you at the next one. So, Mike, we're out of time, but we want to have you back because you have just too much information. That this is a very good subject, very interesting, and makes a difference.
Well, how can we get your book, and how can we get in touch with you?
Okay, you can get in touch with me at michaeloden.com, and you can get the book on Amazon. And
the book is called?
Twitter, Facebook.
When Nobody's Home.
When Nobody's Home
is the book.
Right. Yeah. And the workbook.
And your Facebook and Twitter?
Yes, Facebook and Twitter. Michael Oden Live.
Well, what's your Facebook? Okay.
Michael Oden Live is my Facebook. And Twitter is Michael Oden Live.
Cool. Great.
Yeah.
I know you're a busy guy, but thank you so much for popping on the show. We want to have you back because there's just a lot of questions. This is very interesting material, and it's very helpful for people. And we're going to try to get Rita back on track. Maybe you can have a session with her. We're trying. We've been trying for a while.
Sounds like a great method to me. I think I might have to check out that book so I can figure out some more Nobody's Home situations.
Yes, yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Michael. Michael,
well,
Oden,
thank you for having
gentlemen.
Me.
All right. Very interesting, Rita. Very interesting. And it's
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's Tech Time.
And this morning I'm going to talk about surveillance cameras. Have you noticed that no matter what happens, that there are cameras and videos and still pictures of everything? I don't understand what would possess anyone to do a crime in this day and age, because you're going to be on camera somewhere. And in this day and age, we can all have our own personal surveillance camera. I remember back in the day when we'd see these, you know, modern gadgets on TV, like surveillance cameras at homes. Well, now you can have one in your home. It used to cost thousands of dollars. Now you can get them on sale, go online, look for them. I got a surveillance camera at Ross for $69. You can mount it anywhere on your house or on your fence or wherever you want to mount it, even out your window, and aim it at what you think is a vulnerable spot, like your front porch if you get packages delivered a lot. You can talk through the camera and let them know that you know they're there. The camera will signal you and tell you when there's movement, where it's aimed. And it will even take a little card so that you can videotape it. So if something does happen, you go back and you can review the videotape and see who and what was going on. It's fantastic and it's easy. Sets up with Bluetooth. It's either on your phone or on your tablet or on your computer. Like I said, it's really easy. It's really great. You can check out what's going on in your neighborhood, at your house, all day, every day. It's really fantastic. And like I said, it's not thousands of dollars like it used to be. You can get them for well under $100. You can still spend the thousands of dollars and get it done professionally. But you can also do it on the cheap, and it's really a great way to keep track of whatever's going on. Okay, that is my tech time.
And okay, now it's time, baby boomers. It's time for Jim.
And Reese, I tell you, we really got to keep up with this tech stuff, because some businesses, if you don't, you start falling behind. So anyway, we had a great event yesterday, and I want to bring our partner in here, Frank Hillering, with the Easy Way Business Scenario. Frank, you on with us?
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
There he is. Frank's always on it. Frank, I'll tell you, what an event. I mean, and we talk on the show about the resilience factor and hanging in there. And you could see these people, boy, I'll tell you, it's great when you win, Frank, but when you lose, it's not so great. You know,
well, you can see it. The fighters that fought on Saturday night, I mean, they're the epitome of resilience and the epitome of persistence. I mean, those guys are absolutely focused when they get in that ring. Hello?
Yeah, exactly. I bumped the mute. But, Frank, it's...
Oh, that's all right.
You know, you see him get on stage there.
Want, Jim.
Yeah, my ear cannot touch that little section. But, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, Frank, we did a lot of footage. And the Easy Way TV is on the most wanted list now. Everybody wants to find out, you know, where can I get my footage? And so EasyWay TV is really blowing up. But I noticed that, you know, Frank, there's a lot that goes into this. These guys just don't come along, and the women, and, you know, practice for 6 months and then jump on board, and they're on the bandwagon to be in the spotlight on a fight. These guys work out this for years, and a lot's riding on it. They bring their fans. They got their, oh, we represent Michigan or whatever state they're from. And then it's a setback when they lose, but boy, they're right back to the mat practicing. And like the one lady, Frank, did you notice, she brought her, two or three year old daughter up on stage. She's one of the people that are involved in the combat and everything. But,
I think the amazing thing about that event that night was obviously that was a comeback night for David Brock, you know, an MMA promoter. He has been out there for like, I think 5 years. due to a pretty extreme illness with prostate cancer. And now, there we are celebrating with him. And I think what was also amazing is what he drew that night. Eric told me that he drew UFC folks,
a
couple of contenders and retired fighters who are names.
Exactly. Do you follow that? I mean, Tank Abbott was there. We're talking to Tank. He goes way back to the beginning. And Chuck Congo. These are top A-listers in the business, and they're coming in. And everywhere you look, somebody was there. And there was another first time historical moment, Frank, if you remember. And Frank Hillering was on the stage in the middle doing his shout-out. But Frank... Eric Zulli won an award. It was the first time ever that they gave an award with the spotlight live on stage with an MMA event in recognition of his efforts for all this. And
even though Eric and I, weren't on stage together, we were apart. That day's coming. But I mean, I have never seen myself on a big wide screen like I saw myself that night. That was amazing, Jim.
Big screen. Yeah. And Eric was surprised. He wasn't expecting an award. And you look up on the jumbo, I think they call it. What is it? The jumbo screen or
Jumbotron?
Something?
Yeah,
Jumbotron. That's it. And there you are. It's that's now we're talking about technology. That's kind of cool. And I'm just impressed. These people, they're there for a cause. They're there to support the hurricane victims. David put this together. And I don't know, the whole thing, it's a lot of work, but from what came out of it, anyway, our time is up, Frank. We got to move on. But it's just, my hat's off to everyone, to David for putting this on and hoping it, it did support the hurricane victims. And there's a lot going on there we're going to talk about. So moving on, guys, it's time for Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita. Frank.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we have we put this event that went through was amazing, and now you heard Reefa's Tech Time. You've seen the difference over your years about how the world is changing today with this tech stuff. Look at when they do these fights. This stuff's going all over the world instantaneously. The big jumbo screens. I mean, all this stuff. I mean, are you more comfortable with what's going on now, or did you like it back when it was a little bit simpler?
I'll be honest with you. That's the first fight, Jim, that I have ever attended in my entire life. So, I mean, this was like shock factor for me. I've never seen guys go at it the way they went at it that night. I mean, I felt like I was a Roman citizen back in the times of the Colosseum, sitting there watching the gladiators before me. It was amazing.
And the Easy Way Promotions factor is going to be taking over the Extreme Fighters promoting scenario. And, I'll tell you, it used to be 2 tells 4 tells 6. Now it's 2 tells 400 tells 6,000. It goes out there so fast.
Yeah, that night, Easy Way was everywhere, Jim.
Rocking and rolling.
It was on the Jumbotron. It was even on the logo was on the mat. Inside the cage.
That was cool.
I mean, everywhere you looked, you saw the Easy Way logo. So kudos to Eric for 15 years of hard work.
And there's some names out there, Parisian and Diaz and some big names out there. And here they are standing over the names on the mat, Easy Way Promotions. Yeah, it was pretty exciting. The whole thing was exciting. And I give the fighters props. They really held in there. And
should also tell the folks, that we promoted MMA's V-card, to connect to all the fans, right, at the event. That's what I got in the cage to do, was to put them on Dave Brock's digital business card. And now,
Frank,
they can follow
my head is
the
spinning,
next
Frank.
Event.
It's just amazing. We got Carmelita's Corner coming up, guys. So here, Frank and I got to say goodbye, and it's Carmelita's time, Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning. And the sun is shining. Looks like we're going to have some sunshine for a while now. That's great. I'm expecting a very special lady, a very beautiful lady to come on board now. And her name is Ilham Madani. Are you there?
Yes, dear. How are you?
Oh, girl, so good to hear you. Yeah, I really am excited to have you on. You're such a special guest. You have been doing some amazing things on behalf of women in the world, and especially in the Middle Eastern half of the world, as a film producer and a director, and you're also an actress, and you're the founder of the Wind Film Festival. Can you tell us about that, how you came to found such a big, amazing event?
Yes, actually, we started a long time ago when I was in Canada, and I had a film company, we were shooting some films over there, like when I was in school, and then always I like to be the first one, and then my professor suggested me because they said that I'm so motivated to bring other people to the film and help them, and they said that how about if you create something more and bigger, like a bigger event. And then I said, okay, so we started small, and then we grew bigger and bigger, and then we moved to other countries, like I had in Germany, I had in France, I had in India. Then finally in 2013, I moved to USA, I started to have my event in USA. Now, then we stayed here.
So you look like you're going to be with us for a while, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be the 8th edition of the Wind International Film Festival coming up.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, but now you've only had two here, though, in the States, right?
No. We have like two times each year. So this is the second year.
Oh, you've had two each year?
Yeah, two times each year. Sometimes one, sometimes two. So I think that is going to be the first time in U.S. In Hollywood. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Hollywood is the entertainment capital of the world, it looks like. It looks like everybody wants to come here. But I understand that Bollywood has got it going on over there, too, over on the eastern part of the world. Do you have anything to do with that?
With Bollywood?
Yes.
Of course. My favorite country is India. So I think maybe in a previous generation, I belonged to India. I don't know. I love Egypt and I love India a lot. So most of my style is like Egyptian or Indian. And also classical Hollywood style is classical Indian and also Egyptian is three favorite of my design and everything I created, my logo. And about Bollywood, yes, I'm so blessed that in terms of my in behalf of my festival team and honor judges to mention that we have an amazing filmmakers from India this time again. And he's a legendary Bollywood filmmaker, and unfortunately he got cancer, and his film is very touching. And he's a director, and he's shot the film, the documentary film. He acted in his film, and he mentioned that if the director cannot say cut, then who is gonna say cut? And he has a throat cancer, and he cannot talk properly.
Oh.
So he wanted even to suicide, and little kid help him to be alive, not to decide to suicide, because he was that much get affected by why he cannot talk and why he cannot direct anymore. That much dedication. So we are going to show this beautiful, really beautiful, unbelievable beautiful film by him. And we are having a lot of good films from other country. And his name is Harish Shah, and he directed beautiful films like legendary Bollywood kings right now. They call the king of the Bollywood, you know, like Amitabh Bachchan is like a king of Bollywood. Like, it is the title. We call it here like celebrity, right? They usually call diva for the ladies or king for the men. So he directed some beautiful legendary films, and now they are king of Bollywood. So he's that much amazing. And yeah, we are connected with him. And I was thinking, actually, how would if we can have an interview with him online? And
yes, but now you're saying that he's not able to speak.
He practiced a little bit. He can talk a little bit, maybe some words, but he can have some assistance. So maybe because I really like to do something for him.
Would you be able to share the interview with him? I've done that before where we've had two people instead of just one person on.
I didn't know that if you can allow, so I didn't
ask. Yeah, we can do that. Mm-hmm.
But when it's going to be happening, like next time or...
Well, we'll set up another date. I'm very happy to say that our show is filling up so fast.
Yeah.
All the rest of this month is booked, and it's now starting to get booked into November, which is great. But we'll find a date that's convenient, you know.
And we have the Miss India also coming here, and
Miss India.
Miss India, yes, and she's the Miss of several pageant, and not Miss India, World India, not World, but Miss Planet. And Miss Planet is one of the top maybe 10 pageant in the world. She's super stunning, beautiful, and she's humanitarian.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, beauty really starts from the inside. That's what makes a person beautiful, you know?
Yes. And my pageant, Golden Global Pageant, has a vision, and that is about leadership and bringing the inner beauty out.
That's
so
good.
This is the vision of us, and we are trying to motivate more younger women or young girls and men to learn about who they are, to be able to become a better role model for the world. So we are not considering any height, a specific height, limited any specific age. So we are not limited. We think about a real role model or queen or king doesn't have a specific age or height or like a sex. So this is our goal, and I suggest everybody take advantage of this opportunity, because we are bringing them from overseas here and even local people, everybody, and then they can be discovered by our filmmakers through the Wind International Film Festival and also audience. So we are creating a home to be able to make a better film, better feature films through our product. And I know you guys are doing very well, so you are actually a part of our team. And that's it. Next question.
Oh, wow. Well, you've given us a mouthful, and it's all very, very important what you're saying, you know. And I like the idea that you also recognize the fact that age is just a number. And actually, the more you mature, it's like a seasoned wine, you know. That's the way I like to look at it. You know, it just gets better and better. I have the pleasure of having been selected as the Ms. Elegance USA International Woman of Achievement on board the Queen Mary last year. And my title has been extended till 2018, and I was just flabbergasted when I was even nominated. And you could have hit me with a feather, knocked me over with a feather. I was even more flabbergasted when I actually won, and now being extended. And I wish that your date was you know, on another time when you could also participate with my church's upcoming event this weekend, because they want me to oversee the young ladies. These are young girls. They're preteens, and they're running for queen of our church, and we've never had that pageant before. So I'm really honored because they've asked me to do that and to also be a judge. So that's coming up along with the performance that I'll be doing for the church. So, you know, you never know. You never know when or where you're going to be called. I just go with the flow,
exactly.
You know. And I think it would be great for you to meet Marlena Martin. She is the national director of the pageant that I'm speaking to you, a woman of achievement. And it really involves women from all over the world. And I was just so pleased to meet these ladies and become friends with them. They came from Scotland, from India, from Taiwan. This year we had most beautiful lady that I've seen in so long besides yourself. she's actually Vietnamese, but she lives in one of the Nordic countries. So that was quite interesting. So she came on board. And the thing about these ladies, they all have a platform that is so vital, and it's a humanitarian platform. Like in her case, she's rescuing the orphans, you know, and there are so many that have been left behind because of the policies of the countries that they come from, you know, like in her case, Vietnam. There's a lot of young orphans that are left behind because of the culture, you know. There's a respect, you know, for giving life, and it's just abandoned, unfortunately, because some people are ashamed to have children out of wedlock, so they just abandon them, and here's these poor little children, you know, without parents. So, I mean, the things that these young ladies are doing for the world is so important, and I'm just so proud of what they're doing too.
Exactly. So we are connected actually to 501 nonprofit organization, and we are trying to promote our models through different fashion shows, especially in here, in Bollywood, and also UK. So it's called Positive Runaway Show, and they are fighting for knowing, like scientists to discover more about cancer and treatment. So our fashion runaway model shows is doing actually something for breast cancer as well. So fundraising.
Oh, well, now that's my platform. I have a organization, it's a non-profit called Billy Rose Breast Cancer Society, which is a living memorial for my mother, Juanita Zara Espinosa Udin. And, you know, because of her journey, it's become my personal journey to do something through the arts, because it is an arts-based organization and educational organization to make a difference. So I'm interested in, you know, what you're telling me about this. And there are also other organizations, of course, as you know, who want to do something about it. And by the way, I'm connected with this big event that's coming up. You should know about it. It's going to be November the 3rd in the Pasadena, at the Pasadena Hilton Hotel, and the Rose Breast Cancer Society will be represented there as well. So I'd like to talk to you more about that as well.
And also, we are going to have, remember that Wind International Film Festival is going to be this time in three places. So I want you not to be confused going to one place. We are gonna have on October 20 a screening and premiering of the 15 of the best local and international film festival. And one of the
actors. Can you tell us where that's going to be?
Yeah, I just was continuing. And Dear Bai Ling is one of the actors in our film. And the location is going to be in Regency Theater, Valley Plaza, North Hollywood. And all the information has been mentioned on the website. WIND, WIND, International Film Festival. Maybe you can pronounce it better. Some people maybe think it's wing, is wind.
Yeah, like the wind,
exactly.
You know, blows. The
exactly.
Wind blows is blowing.
Yeah. So
yes.
Wind International Film Festival, October 20, Regency Theater. We are starting 10:30 a.m. And we have beautiful films, so many films, so many filmmakers really are starting to ask us to be their host, to make the feature films or works to be premiered. So we are honored from now on. Festival is not acting as only festival, but only, but as a distributor as well, so even host as well. And on October 21st, we are going to take them to Hollywood Tour, a very beautiful tour company, Star Line. And they are going to pass off the from some celebrity houses in Beverly Hills. They are going to stop by. They can shop in Walk of the Fame area. And last time in February, we take them to the Oscar location, and they were very happy because they never seen Oscar from that much close, and they could be able to take some photos actually with celebrities because it was like 2 days before Oscar happening. And the last day is going to be October 22nd. That is the crucial day. And we are going to have the award show for the people and also humanitarian people from my organization. Actually, I found this organization, so it's not my organization anymore. It belongs to so many that are holding it. And it's called World Humanitarian Award. So some of the best humanitarian people are going to be awarded. But our aim is that to award maximum like 5 people in a year. And we have already awarded Prince Dr. Singh from India, and he traveled here, and we awarded him a little bit sooner because he had a mission to go to United Nations consulate, and they had a meeting over there. And also I want to say that how we are connecting more with the good people such as Eric Zulli and James Zulli. And Eric Zulli this time is going to be one of our judge actually for
fantastic.
For the
he was also a judge this year for the same pageant I just mentioned, Women of Achievement on board the Queen Mary.
Smart.
This
is smart. We want to maybe ask him we want him to ask some clever question from our candidate. Because he's sharp, and we love sharp people, actually.
He does it the easy way.
easy way is always all of it. People to know that because location is secured by the Celebrity Center, especially for the last day, they have to prepare their ticket online. There is no way they come and say, oh, we forget, or let's pay, or doing something. No,
okay.
It is not possible at all. They have to go to the WIND International Film Festival. On the first page, there is a how to prepare ticket, and we are loving, we love to have them this time. And there are going to be amazing celebrities and legendary film directors coming from all over the world this time. And we are so happy.
Well, you're doing an amazing job. Let's again let them hear it's WIND, like the wind that blows, WIND International Film Festival.com. And on that note, we're going to have to move on and give the people an opportunity to look you up and to celebrate along with you and your amazing. Amazing.
And remember that one more thing, people want to know that what is going to happen in that day, we suggest they go to the website and search program. So they are going to see it's not completed yet because we have to program them, and we are going to have amazing hosts such as Donna and Macon.
Oh, yes, I met her.
Allian Entertainment. She's Miss International, Miss Wind International Film Festival 2017. So she's one of our hosts, beautiful hosts. And she's super beautiful. And Gloria Henry, for example, she's one of our awardee, and she is one of the actresses of the film. So we are going to have beautiful people like Sally Kirkland. She's a Golden Globe winner. So we are going to have these people, and it's the best people come and to be discovered and to have the beautiful red carpet. We are going to have two red carpets, one in October 20, one in October 22nd. So what
Well,
more?
I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Off the hook. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time, and thanks for coming on as our guest.
Thank you so much, and have a beautiful day for everyone.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Another great show. Okay. Reese, you still with me? Frank?
I am here, Jim. How you doing?
There's Frank. Okay.
And I'm here.
Reese, sir, Carmelita really hits it out of the park. And Frank, I don't know, Reese and I have been there, but, you know, when you're at an event with Carmelita, you meet a lot of interesting people, but it you turn around, all of a sudden, there's Carmelita on the stage. She's singing. She dances. She's amazing. But, Reese, I don't know how many people you met over at that event, and I don't really think you're kind of a big fight fan person. Women usually aren't, but there are
actually,
women in the
Actually, I don't watch fights, generally speaking. However, my grandfather used to take me to the wrestling matches, and I remember Gorgeous George and Andre the Giant, and
Andre,
that was my activity with my grandfather. He loved the wrestling matches. We would go down to the Shrine Auditorium, and then I went through a period. I think it was in my 20s. I'm not sure. It might have been my 30s. I was going through with the wrestling. So then, I know all the modern wrestlers like Rowdy Randy Piper and. You know,
Very interesting.
And I've even been to one other MMA fight. But generally speaking, but you know what it really is? I'm an individual sports person. So I probably have watched more wrestling than I have watched, say, baseball. Because I really do like individual sports.
Well, we were pretty close with Rowdy. Roddy Piper, and we were hanging around with him, and we went to several events together, and he was in a really interesting sci-fi movie one time, and his daughter, but anyway, we also, Reith, I don't know if you're familiar with some of the names today, and he was one of the earlier UFC stars, was Tank Abbott was there, and one of the current heavyweight champions, Chuck Congo was there, and we also had a movie star from the Batman Dark Knight movie, Massey Ferlin was at the event. I think you probably saw him on stage. They had him come up. A lot of interesting people. And we also had Master Joe Lee. Frank, I think you've met him. Now, Reith, I don't know if you met Master Joe Lee. He's Eric's bodyguard. He's a world-renowned martial arts expert. And he's an actor, and he's a stand-in for a superstar from the UFC, Chuck Liddell. They look alike. It's amazing. But,
yeah, pretty much, Jim.
They do.
Most of all the people that you're mentioning end up becoming Easy Way clients sooner or later.
Yeah. But I got to admit, I was a little disappointed. I thought Aretha might have given everybody in the audience a treat by showing her some of her martial arts movements on stage. But we didn't get that.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe not.
And you know that.
Hey, Aretha, Aretha, why do you think women have moved away from baseball as far as sports fans?
I have no idea.
It might be that they went to looser uniforms. That's just my take on it, but, you know, what can I say?
Well, I personally like any sports that have young men in shorts. So
okay, there you go.
That's my
Well, they don't have shorts.
But Rowdy Randy, I wanted to say, was a client of Easy Way Broadcasting, and I didn't meet his daughter at one of the events.
Hey, by the way, Jim, I picked up a testimonial from your first guest, Michael, for Easy Way Business. Aretha asked him the question, right? what is Easy Way Business, or what has Easy Way done for you? What was his response? Well, I can tell you this. People know who we are.
Oh. they came over. They were flocking around the carpet we had there. And this is the first time I didn't get a chance to get Aretha on the carpet, because everybody always wants Aretha on the carpet for interviews and things. But,
well,
I was
on the carpet with the other photographers, but then I got involved in watching the fight and forgot to come back over there.
Well, guys, the fight, go to, everybody wants to see what's going on, Easy, letter E, letter Z, waytv.com. And there's going to be a big re-release of the Easy Way Broadcasting. It was being updated and twerked and whatever you call it to the highest tech standards. That'll be coming out next week. And
Jim, rumor has it that Easy Way Promotions is probably going to end up becoming hired to the MMA event that's coming up in February. How about that?
Wow. That's going to be big, because it's gaining momentum. Dave Brock, he's going all out. And there, you know, Frank, like you said, and Aretha, you understand the name pull here. These people are not only some of the stars, they're some of the historic people. And Tank's not going to be too happy about that term and make them sound old. But they were the beginning factors and the most popular people in the UFC. And then you got the current heavyweight contenders. They're all there. They were.
Hey, Jim,
you
know,
around,
it's amazing.
Frank, you look over your head and there's another one.
Yeah, it was amazing,
but, you know,
Jim, because Eric got them on the live stream on Facebook. Every single one of them said how amazing the event was, how well attended, and how, you know, excited they are to be part of Dave Brock's MMA move.
It's just a whole different technology now and how it gets out. And Aretha does the tech section, and she knows the difference of what it was like doing business in the 40s and doing business in 2017. Right, Reed?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I was off a couple of years.
Well, technically, I do know the difference. Matter of fact, halfway through the show, I'm actually shopping online. So there's definitely a difference.
Okay, well, you know, that's the way it's going. I mean, they showed a shot of a big warehouse with all the 50 forklifts run all over, 100 people. And then they showed it today, a couple of years later. It's literally empty with about 5 forklifts going around electronically and some guy sitting up. Times are changing. Brick and mortar is disappearing. But EasyWayTV.com, guys, is where you have to go if you want to see all the scenarios with the fights and what went on. And, guys,
yeah, let's not.
I'm kind of sold on this chair, guys. I hate to say this, but boy, when I get home, that's the first thing I do is jump into my pre-medic chair. But, Frank, I'll tell you, what if this one was like it is, what's it going to be like in February? I mean,
I think it's going to be awesome, because we've got several months to build this up, and with the Easy Way family behind it, it's going to be a success. What do you think?
Oh, man, this is, well, you know what? It's also, Frank, and Aretha, did you notice the excitement in the air? It's like you could just feel.
Well, that's what those kind of events are. And by the way, it's easyway.tv. You
Good
want to check
Aretha.
Out those things.
Good for Aretha, see? Easyway.tv is where you want
to
see
what
all
you
the
need,
stuff.
What we need to say out there is everybody needs to go to easyway.tv on the Facebook page, because that's where all the content's going to be on the fight.
Okay. And then there's going to be more. There's going to be more coming out. But, you know, guys, I don't know how you feel, but afterwards, they have talks about, do you want to meet afterwards for the after party? And for all you listeners out there, it's not like you're having a big party. It's networking. It's business. But believe me, at the end of some of these events you go to, and you guys know there's a lot that goes into the prep on this, you are, I don't know about you guys, but I was tired. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work. Anyway, guys, we got about a minute left here, and it's so much fun, and Carmelita's corner is just really rocking and rolling, and Aretha's tech information, and Frank's knocking it out of the park. Easy Way Business, easyway.tv, and the re-release of Easy Way Broadcasting coming up, and My Real Earth, the Flicks for Change, and Frank, our studio down in San Diego.
Jim, we got another event coming up, Action to Wins with Emily Latran. That's coming up soon in
Action,
October.
You got it. Action to Wins. So we're going to be.
Both Eric and I are going to be speaking at that event. So, you know, we're looking forward to it.
15th, Frank. Reith, are you going to be there? We're going to see you there?
I hope to.
Okay. That's going to be the 14th of October and the 15th. And, you know, when we get together, there's a lot of information shared. But, guys, it's time. I think it's time to wrap up. It's 11 o'clock. So from Easy Way Broadcasting and Radio Boomers Live, sorry, guys, we got to say farewell till next week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.